All right, well, you know, there are a lot of different reasons you're seeing supply chain problems, and these grocery stores are empty, right? A lot of the problems. The surge in the virus has people home. Winter weather, of course, made travel difficult on both coasts over the last couple of weeks. That caused some slowdowns. You've got the supply chain issues, and you've got a lot more people eating at home because a lot of restaurants remain closed, and a lot of that comes back to people being sick or mandates. The mandate's not doing the economy any favors, that's for sure. It will have millions of Americans tossed off the job soon if they refuse to get the vaccination. But what is more dangerous? Getting COVID or losing things like police officers? 400 cops in San Diego, California could be booted off the job if they don't do what they're told to do, which is get a jab. Listen to this.
I hope that they're open-minded enough and that they realize that losing hundreds of officers would be catastrophic for our department.
Mayor Gloria says under the Civil Service Commission, each person who received the letter would go through a one-month due process period where they will be interviewed, so they will not be terminated immediately. Their future employment status will be decided on a case-by-case basis.
I don't want anyone to leave. I love our city employees, but the fact of the matter is, we need them to get vaccinated because we care about them so deeply. We don't want them to get sick. We don't want them to spread the virus to other employees and to the public that we're entrusted to serve.
He cares about it so deeply, he wants to decimate the San Diego, California Police Department. That's because he cares deeply. Somebody elected that clown to be mayor of San Diego. He's a child who has no idea. You know, we raised the dumbest generation in American history, who are petulant, angry children, and now they're dangerous adults. What did you expect to have happen? And it's not just police officers getting tossed. No. If you don't agree to get the vaccine that has less evidence daily that the jabs have effectiveness, then you're going to get tossed. The University of Pittsburgh, for example. Listen to this.
It will be following a federal mandate put in place by the Biden administration to be fully vaccinated by December 6th. In a statement, the university said students and faculty would be given the month of December to get vaccinated before any disciplinary action would be taken. The university would not confirm how many students have been disenrolled, but did tell me in November 93% of students and faculty members reported they were fully vaccinated. In a news release, the university spokesperson said the vaccine requirement would affect about 2,500 students, 240 faculty members, and 700 staff members who had not yet disclosed their vaccine status.
Yeah, so it's the mandates forcing people off the job as well. A lot of problems, but here, let's just go through the numbers. The inflation is up 7% in December, the highest since 1982. Ronald Reagan hadn't even been in office a full 2 years the last time we had this. And, of course, he was fixing the problems left behind by Jimmy Carter. I feel sorry for the next Republican that has to clean up this mess left behind by socialists. It's going to be horrendous and take years to correct the problems of these mistakes, of the mandates, the weakening of the border, the weakening of our military, the weakening of our country on the world stage. It will take years to clean up this mess. Hopefully, we've got the fortitude to do it. But the consumer price index up 7% December. June 1982, the last time you had something like this, when it was 7.1%. Prices, let's see. Gasoline up 50%. Food prices up 6.5%. Used car and truck prices up 37.3%. It's unbelievable, these prices. In home and apartment costs up 4.1%, the fastest pace since 2007. I mean, this 7% inflation is no joke. 7% inflation is dangerous, all right? And the reason gasoline goes up is because the demand for oil goes up. We were an oil-independent nation, an energy-independent nation, until Joe Biden took office. And their bad policies led us to a place where we're no longer energy independent. We're demanding and begging and pleading for more oil to be shipped to the United States. Well, guess what? Oil prices rallied 50% in 2021. Now, to be fair, the oil prices crashed because of the pandemic. They've come back. But now we're talking about crude at $90 or even $100 a barrel, which means $4 and $5 a gallon gas. That's something that can be devastating. Let me see what the prices are today. I'm going to check on it real quickly here for you. Let's see. Brent crude, it's just under $85 a barrel today. A couple of weeks ago, it was at $78. And the world benchmark crude is at 82.5. These prices are all way up from where they have been, from where they've been in quite some time. In fact, if you go back to, you know, April 2021, the price per barrel was at about $60. Now it's at 85, climbing fast, because oil continues to outstrip supply, because America has stopped adding to the supply. It's a terrible thing. Oh, and here's just one little fun thing for you. Network viewership is shifting massively. MSNBC and CNN, their numbers are crashing. In fact, CNN has lost 90% of its audience. Now, I wonder why that is. I mean, they seem like honest folks covering the news, you know, without any slant or bias. Why would anybody leave CNN? Chicken Noodle News, what happened? I don't know. Andrew Cuomo happened. Don Lemon happened. Anderson Vanderbilt Cooper happened. What a disaster. Anyhow, just wanted you to have that. Don't forget, patriotfoods.com. Don't forget it. Support American farmers. We have to put America first. If the government won't do it, we will. We will. Patriotfoods.com. Support American farmers, American companies, and American supply chains. You don't have to wait for a ship in California or anywhere else. Support American farmers. Patriotfoods.com. I'll take a quick break and be right back here on the Steve Gruber Show.